تم خان خمس نطاق تشوفي ترى في كويك لينا ما اسمي anything in the history of the work 5 years and I couldn't write anything and I'm really a very firm believer in writer's block. Like I know people say just get on with it, like, and do something, but it didn't work for me. I tried and I got nowhere, and then eventually I was asked to submit poems for something, and I said, right, I have 3 months, so I'll do it. Nobody's seen these poems apart from the editor of the magazine. I'm going to read them tonight. I don't know if they're good or bad. You're the guinea pigs, so shut up. I read a poem by Paul Muldoon, so at the very worst you'll get to hear Paul Muldoon's poem, and that's really good. And I decided I had to respond to it, because he's talking about those special stories that people tell each other at the very beginning of a relationship, and how they plant a memory. And it's quite cynical, the poem, but it's brilliant all the same. But I wanted to say, but a woman knows what you're at when you tell these sweet, sweet stories. They know well. So I'm sure you know the poem, most people probably do. It's called Quoof by Paul Muldoon. And afterwards, I read my response. Barbara, if you remain there. Quoof. How often have I carried our family word for the hot water bottle to a strange bed? As my father would juggle a red hot half brick in an old sock to his childhood settle. I have taken it into so many lovely heads, or laid it between us like a sword. A hotel room in New York City, with a girl who spoke hardly any English. My hand on her breast like the smouldering one-off spoor of the Yeti, or some other shy beast that has yet to enter the language. And now I'm going to follow that with my answer. So these poems were translated to English by David Wheatley, and I think he gave me an upgrade in the translation. He did a great job. So it's about, there's a lovely expression in Irish, sup prehon, which means a crow's wisp. And it's the word that's used to describe a woman who a man throws away. If I understand it correctly, then other people might know better, but I think it's because the crow lets the wisp fall, so she doesn't use the wisp for the nest. So certainly I was listening to old proper speakers, and they were saying it comes down the chimney, and that they took this phrase and used it for a woman who was just didn't make a nest, basically, like just got lost to the world. According to them, according to the old-fashioned men. So, can't. Wipe your memory, the country is too small. Practice holding your tongue or stand back from the start. As much as ever now, there's no getting past how she slid with aplomb, not a corkscrew, but an apple into his palm. There's come-ons and come-ons and then some. His comeback was winsome. There's no thanks and no thanks but frisky. If that makes me Adam, then you must be. Bichard for Garoana, Tanchir Rovyog, Changa ni Stuna Flachta, no Shasub Shir on Tus. Achanish Sharena Vela, Milchach Nadol on Kossach, a kosher div in Islach Chi, Hutu Udo, a notch of Clora. Bin Tnuhan, Agas Tnuha now, a huta hain bavirach. Bin Jutu, Agas Jutu now, no thanks, I've read the Bible. The first mouthful. So this is the relationship starting. There's a chemical in bat saliva that stops human blood congealing. The animal in us wants to give on giving rather than start healing. And here, flak. Ishella and Shkihan Lahir, the chemical, the Hushkin and Il Erhechta. Jirawa and Anvie, Gerluiha Thal, Na Chernov. The second mouthful, it's getting more racy now at this point. Praise be, you thought, when you gave up the ghost, but where's the glory with no blood lost? The nails of the night beneath a bare bulb, your challenge spotlit, now take it up. Andara plaque. Bichawl na mulla andara proca, gerchatu eich gan chorram fulla. Kruba nehihe fui hollas oban. Church nadari gugle da jurfi. And this is when they get into the kuf business. So kuf, a slight return. So this is responding to Paul Muldoon. The third mouthful. Pillow talker, as you be the first to admit, a cat let out of the bag won't go back in. Now she's up to speed on how you and your dad used eggshells to harden the beaks of your pigeons, nodding off over them, billing and cooing, waiting for the shells to roast. Once you left them under the heat on purpose, for devilment maybe. Come on, come on. Curious what might happen if left in too long. On three wood plaque. Annie and she, Fremansha on fire at the hampa, not lictor as the hyalmeet, the quivni keen, a reinter. Grev color hachterachter, egahain is a aher. Is Ginyenabish place gonna ope a hiv, hunt gop on aim a nyartu. Hug is tugging lap on paim a bool and buchel. A fanach den erichel is in a glass gone of a roaster. Garog shape when chas roa the ear, pain chno, a chree in a veilige. The chum sporch, bader, fechens, da annual hain, a doorloch, da blaskach, blask, sanayana. The fourth month. I had an ex boyfriend and, well, I have an ex-boyfriend, I suppose. But I remember he told me a story about not being able to sleep as a child. And then he'd be panicking and he'd be thinking, I am the only person in the whole world who can sleep. And then he'd hear the train. And in his child's mind, he'd say, no, it's okay, the train driver is awake. And that reassured him. So that was what I like to call a poof story. I've been going around the world collecting poof stories, and they are just personal stories from your childhood that never fail to charm us, really. So this was his. So Sean, the fourth mouthful. Something else to chew on besides the tales he's spun. He should recognize, no matter where, his duvet twin. For the boy keeping watch when sleep would be nobler, the place to look may be over his shoulder. You can't rest until the train whistle blows. If the driver is out there, he can't be alone. On Cathru plaque. Anir she harish la chéile na quilte, nach slugga gan chugansi, an chuib na cín la ilse. Súl siar is tuisce a bhúlan an sprec, an búchul na godlíach, nor ba chórha alc an thos. Níor bhéidir huib nú go glasach fad le trénach, ma bhíd mani in a húsach, ní rebh sé in a éimer. And before I I give the mic over to the open mic, which is always the best part of the evening. I'm going to finish with the last poem in that sequence. I find, I don't know if other people find this, I'm sure it's a truism, but I think the older you get, the more of a feminist you become. And I think that's probably true in my case of the Irish language. Like, I always felt I go softly, softly, and I won't ram it down people's throats. But the older you get, you begin to feel, no, actually, maybe that's my job. And tonight is a bad example because I'm speaking a lot of English, but I do feel that I'm doing the wrong thing by not only speaking Irish. But anyway, I'm certainly becoming more of a feminist. I don't know if I'm becoming a better Irish defender. I hope so. I'm not sure. I really haven't. I don't know what the right approach is. So feel free to tell me. I'll be sitting over there.
A mix of whatever you got sounds great. English, Irish. Bring it on.
It's hard to know.
Yeah.
And I link them both in my mind. I feel we're all put upon women, Irish speakers. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Worst combination. Irish speaking woman. Our best.
So afterward. So this is the end of these poems. My response, my weak response to Paul Muldoon. Well, she knew that holding an eye isn't having an ear. And beyond that, she knew how silence improves lipstick. A woman a man drops is called a crow's wisp. Something the wind takes when a bird lets it slip. Iroquois. Riseki an bhainsin nar a bhunan súl is a istacht. Is dad bóch de chugar cléin gar abig tos an bélda. Sop prechon a djerpi le bán a chachach farwai. Pís a tí a dordig an chui nar ar go ceacht an éinig.